You're listening to The Spin Home on WLR with me, Gemma Delaney. That's Mbozo Sunshine. That one's for Jeff. He's firing up the barbecue at the moment out in Stradbally. Nice one, Jeff. Such a good day for it. Well, I promised you a little earlier in the show that I would have a local celebrity on in just a while. And guess who I've got on the phone right now? Moncrief! Thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks very much for having me.
Tell us this. I've many, many questions for you today. The first one I have, though, is you're just after shooting a video here in Waterford for your latest single. Is that right?
This is true, yeah. I mean, my EP, Highways and Hurricanes, came out last Friday. And the main song on it is a song called Young Men. And it predominantly deals with what it's like, essentially what it's like to grow up as a young man in places like where I grew up, like Tramore and Butlerstown and small towns around Ireland. And part of that is that I wanted to shoot a video following a group of lads in Tramore and in Waterford. And basically just put a note out on Instagram to see who wanted to be involved. And the support was insane. So I'm so happy. I'm so happy about the video.
Did you have money?
I had a good few lads, yeah. It was great. Like there's a fight scene. I'm not going to give too much away. It's good stuff, but it's coming out. It's premiering in the IFI, in the Irish Film Institute on Friday the 9th. So that's where it's going to be coming out everywhere. So yeah, I think it's... we got a lot of people involved, and I'm just so happy about how it turned out.
I saw a little snippet of it, right? Am I right in saying, did you break into the Ardrí? There's a scene drinking, you and a bunch of fellas drinking cans on the roof of the Ardrí. Just break in.
Listen, I was trying to keep it as real as possible to real life and the stuff the young lads get up to. So. I'll let you. You're just gonna have to watch the video.
Look, you can't fault you there. You can't argue with you there. You're definitely keeping it real, anyway. Keeping it, like you said, true to real life as well. I see as well. You're going to be doing C sessions this year. Have you done C sessions before?
I have actually. I did it I think a few years ago. I think when I was just after putting out like one song, I played. Like early on, and it was still amazing. And this time I'm going back and playing like just before Becky Hill, I think, on Saturday. And I don't know, it's going to be, there's been a few messages sent out by people going, so I'm really excited to see what the vibe's going to be like.
And like you hit the nail on the head there, C Sessions is a whole vibe, isn't it? We've gone, I think, kind of nearly every year for the last couple of years. Yeah, we have gone every year for the last couple of years. It really is a vibe, isn't it?
Honestly, it's one of my favorite festivals in Ireland. I think, it's a bit of a drive away, but I think that's the whole point. And I think it's especially when you get the weather there, it's something special.
The drive up is grand. It's the drive back, really.
Oh yeah, fair enough. Yeah, true.
That's tough going.
You need a roast or some sort of takeaway on the way down.
Stop. Yeah.
The right songs in the car.
The road down from Bundoran has never seemed so long as it does after C-Sessions. The song, this is kind of what I got in contact with you about, because I had seen the little video clip that you put up on Instagram. So for anybody who hasn't seen it, you're like performing the song, your new song, Young Men. And this lady walks up to you, like visibly upset, visibly emotional.
Yeah.
And I think she tells you her brother had taken his own life.
Yeah, I mean, I've been doing some pop-up shows in places in London just to try out these songs and see how they work in real time with real people, and the song has connected. It's had a few moments with people, and I don't know. I think it's a really important thing to talk about. I mean, I lost a friend through suicide, and it just made me realize how many other people have had a first degree like experience with that item, knowing someone who has taken their own life, or knowing of someone like a family member, or I just think I don't want to lose any more friends. I don't want to lose any more young men unnecessarily. Like when talking about it and opening up that conversation and normalizing the fact that guys go through this, and just trying to normalize that is such a big part to try, is one of the biggest things that can stop that, you know.
Absolutely. And like I had said to you before, this video popped up on my timeline on Instagram, and like I'm not a big believer in fate or, you know, destiny or things like that, but the timing was just so, you know, spot on, because as I said to you before, one of my best friends, it will be his 20 year anniversary next, like we were 16 when he killed himself, and it's going to be his anniversary next year, and here we are 20 years later and we're still having this, you know. There's the likes of you and me and pretty much everyone now at this rate who's part of this club, that we never asked to be part of, but we've got this connection because we've been through it, and we know exactly what it feels like. And I think what you're doing is so bloody important. It really is. And showing young guys that they can talk about it, and it's something we need to talk about, and we can say that till the cows come, oh, talk about it, ask for help, but like we need to put those things into practice as well. And I think you coming forward,
it's
and
more so like it's also just people who are just checking in on your male friend, your brother, and checking in on the young men in your life just from time to time, you know.
This is it.
Because, that's the one thing I'd like to try to get people to take away from it, you know. The tune's a bop as well.
It's an absolute bop. You obviously listen to the show. That's my phrase. I often think people must get sick of listening to me. Every song, I'm like, that's a bop. Love it. Moncrief, look, there is a reason you're the pride of Waterford, and you certainly are. And like I said, I think you're so brave with this song, and it's obviously your own personal story, and you're sharing a message. And, you know, your fans, and of which there are hundreds of thousands, obviously, will hopefully have difficult conversations, or those conversations that they need to have as a result of this. The EP's out, right? It was out last Thursday? Am I right in saying that?
Last Friday, yeah. It was Thursday midnight, so yeah.
Woohoo!
Yeah, thanks so much. Yeah, it's great. I mean, the support that you guys have given me, and just the people in the Southeast generally, has been just kind of, it always never fails to kind of blow me away. I mean, shout out to Julie, Chipper and Tremor.
Vic
and Tremor for like letting me use that place for this video. I mean, the support is definitely fantastic. Thank you.
We're going to play it now, so I'm going to let you intro your new song.
All right, let's do it. What's going on? It's Moncrief here, and you're now going to listen to my new single, Young Man.